Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that's pissing me off. We're going to talk about something that should have been exploited and should have been talked about. Oh, but it takes the stoner to give off this stoner talk. We're going to talk about banned abortions. Let me light my thing. I don't even want to waste no time on this one. Let's get it popping. First off, I want to say disgusted. Appalled, dusty, slightly angered, because it's like this, stoners, okay? First off, let's start here and move forward amicably. You do not tell a woman or a man what to do with their bodies. In this democracy, even though that word is nowhere in the Constitution, but I digress, in this democracy is sort of kind of like a dictatorship, you know, and it just doesn't start. It hasn't started with just the banned abortions. We're going to get to that in a little bit. We could start with something as small as a click of a ticket. I know you've seen this, the commercial, stoners. You will get a ticket and have to pay the courts if you don't wear a seatbelt. Now, me not wearing a seatbelt doesn't hurt anybody but me if, and that's a big if there is an accident. God don't say the same, knock on wood. All right. But if I don't wear one, I'm breaking the law. I am a harm. So they say it. So I now have to wear a seatbelt. Why are you telling me what to do with my body? What if I want to die? What if I'm just ready for that? What if I'm so comfortable with life and the afterlife that I don't take the precautions you may take to extend your life when I am just happy to be and let be? What if I'm that person? They have always done this. It has not just started with the banned abortion. Oh, but they take it a step further, stoners. They don't just say you can't have an abortion if you and your spouse, boyfriend, or husband have a baby, mess up and have a baby. No. If the woman is molested, if the young girl is 12 years old and got molested by her uncle, just an example, a harsh one, but a real example. Well, guess what? She has to have said baby and deal with it. Put it in foster care, put it in an orphanage, give it away. They would rather do that rather than have this abomination born. And I say abomination very loosely because, yes, it is a child. But God did not plan for us to have children when we barely can take care of ourselves. I put myself in that category. I'm not in that category now, but I put myself in that category because I relate to some stoners who really do be out there and they meet a guy and, oh my God, I really like him. That's what's up. And then they go home and they do take the precautions. I put on the condom. We try. But oh shit, condoms are 99.9% effective. There's a 0.1% chance that one sperm, we give off 10,000 every shot, one sperm makes it up there. It has happened. It has happened that grown women, teenagers, and little bitty girls, you know what I'm saying, are molested, raped, and obviously are brought up wrong. Mistakes happen. You want somebody who is not even prepared, I'm sorry, stoners, I'm just getting overwhelmed right now, but you want somebody who is not even prepared for life to go through 9 months of a pregnancy. And then after all that's done, you want them to just give the baby away and be cool with that. Now, some people can be, but there are some mothers that'll be like, I went through 9 months of this. The baby's finally here. And you mean to tell me I can't even have the joy of being around my child? But on the flip side, if you're not able to take care of said child, see, that's where the dilemma goes. I think this whole banned abortion, if you really want to help and not do what I think they're trying to do, and we'll get to that next segment, but if they really want to help, you judge it case by case. If a man who's a lawyer and a woman who's a doctor, I'm just using the extreme right now, but somebody who's well off, financially great, spiritually great, and physically awesome, and they have a baby, and they just like, nah, we don't want this baby. No, you're gonna live with, no, you have the baby, sir, ma'am, people. Okay, stoners? That's what that's about. But that's the extreme. You know what I'm saying? I could take it down to an actuality. Let's say you have a job. You work at the plant. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever have you. Let's say you're making between $15 and $20 an hour. You have a girlfriend. She's making between $12 and $18 an hour. Okay? And that's just real facts. You know how the whole pricing thing goes with women. Listen to earlier podcasts. I explained it all. But anyways, let's say y'all making that. Well, that's not enough to be ballers, shot callers, 20-inch blades on the Impala. But you can, you know, with some sacrifices, take care of a child off of that. So that would be judged on a case-by-case basis. But if a woman comes in crying to you, I was just raped, and he came inside of me, I would like to kill this baby off and forget the pain of being raped and not have a reminder every time I look at this child. If you talk about give the child away, okay, fine. What if this child grow up to be somebody famous? Now I gotta listen to him on the radio, gotta see him on the TV. What if that child becomes president? Now he's the man's child who raped me and took half of my life away from me is now my commander in chief. Like, there are so many levels to this that is like disrespectful to women. And here's the kill part about this whole situation. There was not one woman on that board that made this decision. Not one. There's a bunch of old white men with an extra hot. Okay, that's who passed this bill, or trying to get this bill passed, but that's who wrote it up. There was not one woman, African or Caucasian or Asian or persuasion or Middle Asian, or I ain't got no more Asians, but you get my point. There was no woman of no kind that signed off on this bill. So you have a bunch of grown old white men by traditional standards making a decision for women, for a quote unquote problem that they would never have to deal with. And that's what's pissing me off. Life is so frivolous over here in America. It's so frivolous. We have the death penalty. Somebody who has a life, who has established a life, who has loved ones, who has memories, good and bad. We have the death penalty for them. But for somebody who doesn't even know they're alive, for something else. Yes, it is alive. I give you that. But we chop down trees. They're alive too. Where does it stop? Now, I'm not pro-choice, or I've had 3 abortions in my illustrious sexual career, okay, from 3 different women. None of those decisions were mine. A, B, C, this is what, I'm pregnant. Oh, damn. All right, well, shit, what you want to do? What you want to do? How you want to do it? Well, I'm going to go ahead on and get this thing taken care of. You can just help me out with half, if not all. You know, I'm not ready for a child. No, I got you, love. Just let me know what you need me to do. Okay, cool. And that was the conversation I had 3 different times. Whatever decision you make, not only will I support it, I will facilitate it for you. Because I'm a man. That's what we're supposed to do for our queens. If she feels she is not ready for this child, who am I to force it upon her? And vice versa. And let's not talk about the emotional connection she will have as the baby grows inside of her. So yes, I do not agree with this abortion ban. But you know what? Everybody out here is wondering, where did this come? Why all of a sudden such a harsh kaboom down on the abortions? Well, it's simple. And we'll talk about it right after I pay some bills. Welcome back, stoners. Now, before we left off, I was letting you know the why. You know, we talked about the what and the how. Now we're about to talk about the why. And it's simple. It is very simple. It is called white man's self-preservation. Let me explain. In 2045, the white male will be the minority in America. Black man, Mexican, and Milanos, the mixed variety, will be the number one. Okay? The number one choice. Okay, stoners? Yeah. So, and now with that, you're thinking like, well, what does that really matter? You know, racism will die off. And well, if somebody doesn't want racism to die off, if somebody doesn't want things to change for the better, excuse me, for the better, you know, the majority vote will swing towards the Democrat by 2045 because the majority will not be the minority anymore. Now you're wondering to yourself, well, you know, how do you know this? How does that affect white women? Well, in the abortion world, let me give you a fun fact. 37% of all abortions are done by white women. 20-something goes to blacks, 15-something goes to Hispanics and others. But 37% of all abortions that happens come from white females. And the powers that be, now this is where I come into speculation. Everything else is fact. This is when I come into speculation. The powers that be are seeing that and saying, hey, by 2045, we will be the minority. And a lot of these Democrats will have the majority vote. That means we'll, by 2045, stoners, that's when our vote will matter, because we will have the majority vote. Even in the blue states, we will have the majority vote. We literally will have the power to put in office whoever we want. There will be no debating, no electoral college came out of nowhere. No, because we will be the electoral college also. So they see this. They study the analytics. The first step to preserve life is to eradicate the ones that are trying to eradicate you. And they believe that is the black man. Mass incarceration. Crazy, you know, accusations, throwing Bill Cosby in jail. I digress. Okay. Now let's control our population. Our population is dwindling. Why? Well, 37% of our women are aborting our children. Okay. Now they can't stop it. But they can't just come out and say only white women have no. No, all women. It's a blanket statement. But this is specifically for white women. Specifically, they want them to stop aborting their Ku Klux Klan members, their Klan leaders, their Republicans, their allies, their backers, their presidents, their Wall Streeters. You are aborting our people. So they're stopping it. Between now and 2045, if this bill goes through, the numbers will skyrocket because sex is still going to be had. People are still going to do what they do. But now you have no safety net for your mistakes. So now children will have to be born. Now, whether they take care of them or not, that's a separate decision. But they will be on this earth. The population will grow. And that's how you control and monetize a situation that you're obviously are about to lose. Once you see the finish line and you cannot make it to the finish line before the rest of the racers, you blow the rest of them up and just walk by them. And that's exactly what's going on here, stoners. They are eradicating the ones that they think are eradicating them, i.e. a black man dating a white woman or a black man killing a white man. And they control their population while at the same time letting it grow by canceling all abortions. In one clean swoop, the white man has done it again. Now, I know a lot of people may think that I'm tripping, that I'm coming up with, you know, crazy stories just to, you know, this is speculation mixed in with a lot of fact. Because there is no other reason to imprison somebody's body like that. To let them know you cannot do what you want to do with your body and with your child that's in your body. You cannot do that. What you gonna do is what I want you to do. And then you may have, we're basically renting space right now. Democracy is not in the Constitution. Don't throw that at my face when we have laws like the seatbelt and banned abortion trying to get pushed through. And like I said, this is only the first or even second step of the method of regaining the country that they never had in the first place. Eradication of your enemy, control and elevation of your population. That is the art of war. And I just want everybody to realize that. You have to know the war you're in so you can win the fight. If I'm in a boxing match, right, and I start kicking, thinking that I'm winning, I'm actually losing because that's not what type of fight you're in. So you just have to understand the position that we are in as Americans. We are being controlled. We are being watched. Huh? We have a leash on us so tight, but we don't mind because it's comfortable. Huh? I leave y'all with this. Wise proverb said that a man in a cage can sleep very long and very peaceful as long as that cage is comfortable. Give him some nice linen. Give him a PlayStation 4. Give him all the weed in the world. Give him whatever he wants. But in that cage, he has to stay. A lot of people say, I have to get out. You would be amazed at how vast that information I just gave y'all is. Because some people will have the potential, the backing, the drive, and sometimes even the financial gain to get out of the projects, but because they're comfortable, they make up excuses. Now, I'd just rather stay here and stack my money. Now, I know everybody here, so I'm good. No, you are comfortable in your cage. Jay-Z said it best. I'd rather die enormous than die dormant. And that's what it is. The white man do not want to die dormant. They will die enormous. And so this is their way of doing it. Please follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MRSUPADUPABC. Also, please follow me on YouTube. Every now and again, I stream. I might throw a video up every now and again. You never know what I might do. I'm a stoner. I'm laid back. I do what I want. That's also Stoner Talk. Just go up on YouTube and search Stoner Talk. And again, love life. Love yourself. Keep your eyes open and your ears pierced. You dig what I'm trying to tell you? Stoners unite!